Jay Harper along with John Dixon. As we know, in South Carolina, aviation playing a huge role in the state's economy, certainly. Over $400 million that aviation contributes to the state's economy. This is South Carolina Aviation Week, and John has a special guest to fill us in on exactly what that's all about.
Thank you, Jay. On the line to talk to us about General Aviation Week is the Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America, Selena Shalad. Welcome to the Morning Report, Selena.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, what exactly is General Aviation Week?
General Aviation Week, basically the governor has declared October 23rd through the 29th Aviation Appreciation Week, and basically what it does is help to raise awareness about the value and importance of aviation to the state and local and our national economy. And that includes all of aviation, but of course our organization kind of focuses in on the importance and value of general aviation in particular, which is kind of a one segment of aviation that people may not be as aware of.
How is general aviation an important economic driver across the state?
Well, you know, most people have gotten on a commercial flight. They can kind of see a little bit more and understand the value of commercial aviation. General aviation, which is basically unscheduled aviation, so it can be anything from charter to a company that owns and operates their own aircraft to a farm that does crop dusting or spraying with their own aircraft to disaster relief, medical care, law enforcement, firefighting. So, you know, it's a lot of economic activity that depends on general aviation between, you know, the companies that operate their own aircraft and the services at general aviation airports, the people who, you know, service those planes all across the state and all our airports around the state and the country, and then all of the critical services that I was outlining that depend on general aviation as well. So it's a really important part of our economy and our communities, and so that's why it's so important.
Well, Selena, how is general aviation, you just mentioned how it's related to agriculture when you mentioned crop dusting, but how is it related to healthcare and law enforcement and other critical services?
Sure. So law enforcement agencies actually use it for search and rescue, for, you know, to find suspects who are fleeing. It's used for border patrol. In terms of medical care, general aviation is not only the helicopters that are used for medevac, but it's also blood and organ transport, platelet transport. So it transports patients back and forth from chronic care that they need to receive. There's actually a lot of medical care delivery that occurs on charitable flights in the United States. And so, you know, there's a lot of different services unless your life is, you know, has been affected by general aviation, or, you know, you've been medevaced out or something, you know, your life has been touched by it in some way, you might not be aware. And so that's why, you know, we really work to raise awareness about the importance of general aviation and the economic impact.
With today's increasingly global economy, how has business aviation become an integral part in today's competition for business contracts?
Sure. It's a huge component for businesses to stay competitive. So, I mean, owning and operating your own aircraft, studies have shown that companies who own and operate their own aircraft in many cases are more competitive and efficient than those who do not. It allows you to get to markets that otherwise would not be very accessible. If you think about all the different airports around our country, there's about 5,000 airports, and the vast majority of the commercial traffic goes through a very small percentage of that. So there's just a lot of communities that are impacted and served by general aviation. So it allows companies to get to those far-off markets. It allows them to go to many different cities and towns in one day. It allows them to transport tools and staff, you know, in ways that they otherwise would not be able to. Otherwise, they'd have to go to a major airport, rent a car, drive. So it allows them to really compete more efficiency and in a global way. And our, you know, our economy is becoming more global, so it's important that our companies have every edge that they need.
So the state's network of local airports, critical for supporting commerce, correct?
Yeah, so our state, so the state of South Carolina has over 60 public use airports. And just as an example, the economic impact of the Charleston Airport alone is over $8 million. So, you know, that's a big footprint and an important connector for businesses to travel throughout the state and throughout the country, and an important part of our economic footprint.
We're speaking to Selena Shalad, Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. Selena, what is general aviation's relevance to history?
Well, aviation is an important part of our history. Of course, with the Wright brothers, aviation, the ability to take flight, to get, I mean, it's not only a source of enthusiasm and passion for many to actually fly and to learn to fly. But again, it's such an important part of our economy. So it's so important that we encourage that enthusiasm in flight. And it is an important part of our American history. It's not only the birthplace of flight here in America, but our air transportation system is the largest in the world. So, you know, our American history is very integrally tied to aviation.
We're speaking with Selena Shalad, who is the Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America, 842 here on The Voice. Selena, Jay Harper here. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hey,
Thank you so much.
Got a quick question here for you. You know, we've all experienced, at least on commercial flights, commercial airports, the hassle, for lack of a better word, that we go through with security. You know, I mean, going through all of the checkpoints and whatnot at the general aviation airports. I mean, maybe you can address this. I mean, what kind of security challenges are faced at those facilities?
Yeah, I mean, security is very important to the general aviation community, and there are a number of important safeguards that are in place to fly a general aviation aircraft, you know, whether it's background checks and specific security at the general aviation airports, as well as with the companies that use their own aircraft. So it's, of course, a different system, but there are a number of safeguards in place to make sure that general aviation flies safely, and that there are safeguards in place to ensure that safety is retained. And that's something that general aviation, you know, as a whole is kind of working to consistently and increasingly address.
Selena, to wrap things up, what role has general aviation aircraft, including helicopters, played for first responders and law enforcement personnel in South Carolina and across the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, in South Carolina, across the U.S., it's critical. I mean, if you have, again, if you have search and rescue, if you have fugitives on the run, if you are, it allows first responders and law enforcement to be aided by sort of aerial surveying, which in many cases is critical. So, you know, there's just a lot of important roles that general aviation plays. For example, when you have disasters, you know, in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, helicopters, general aviation are oftentimes the only type of transportation that can get in and out of places. First and foremost, when there are disasters. So, you know, whether it's border patrol, sort of law enforcement and aerial surveying, whether it's, you know, medevacing someone out in the case of an emergency or life-threatening illness, you know, there's just all these different kind of services for our community that really depend on these helicopters and aircraft.
Are there any activities or ceremonies going along with to dovetail in with General Aviation Week, or is it just we're talking about it just to raise awareness?
Yeah, not that I'm aware of, but I just, you know, I think that the Governor's Proclamation just really is such an important step in raising awareness about this critical component of our economy. So, to my knowledge, it's the proclamation, and I think that is really, really extremely useful and valuable in raising awareness and just gets this conversation going as we're doing today and, you know, hopefully in other venues, but just really gets the conversation going about aviation and general aviation and how important it is to our economy.
Well, Selena, thanks for taking a little bit to chat with us and explain to us what General Aviation Week has been, what it's all about. And by the way, Selena Shalhoub, once again, Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. Thank you so much for taking the time and being with us on the Morning Report this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right.